Day 6, December 6th. Today's reflection is based on Luke chapter 20, verse 41 through chapter 21, verse 4, and was written by the Reverend Dr. Scott Dennis, class of 2013. We like familiarity because it's comfortable. Within the church, we like to be familiar with our liturgy and our worship, our holidays and our calendars, and naturally, we like our Bible stories to be familiar too. There's a comfortableness with the familiar. Yet we have short stories from Scripture, like the widow's offering, which, although familiar, are certainly not comfortable. Our familiar annual Adventide journey is here again, complete with its blue liturgical color, wreath, and decorations which direct us to look forward in hope, and in our comfortable anticipation that Christmas is coming. Yet what is familiar and comfortable can be taken away from us and gone in an instant. Remember that 83 years ago today, December 6, 1941, our country was comfortable with the familiarity that the far-off war would not touch us or disrupt the ordinary lives of everyday Americans. That all changed the next day. The widow in our gospel story was probably familiar with her poverty, but that does not mean she was comfortable with it. She could have taken comfort in continuing as she was, knowing that her life would likely not improve. Out of her poverty, she gave her offering of 2 small coins, which even then would not buy very much. If anything, she opened herself to even more misery and worsened her plight. So where is the hope in this story? The widow, by willingly giving out of her poverty, gave more than those who gave out of their abundance. Her offering did more to change her familiarity and comfort than the larger offerings. During this Advent season of hope, let us take time to give beyond what's comfortable and familiar. Researchers have found that being generous is good for our brains, makes us happier, helps us live longer, and counters depression. With verse 4 as our Advent challenge for today, may we all give charitably out of the great abundance with which God has blessed us, that we may be a blessing to others. Who knows what was the greater blessing? The widow's meager offering, or her generous spirit? Today's prayer. Dearest Lord Jesus, aid us this Adventide. Fill us with the same generous spirit that inspired a poor widow to donate the last of her wealth for others. Take our spiritual poverty, that we may be transformed by the riches of your grace, love, and charity, which we show one another. This we ask for your name's sake. Amen.